Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason. Leather jackets are the best in them.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Actually, can I redo that?
Sure.
I'm Jason Hypertime Inman.
Oh boy, you're just
Hypertime!
You still peaked, even though you leaned away from
me. Yes, I expect to peak readily. Ashley, we're here to talk about Superboys. We're here to talk about who is
the best.
Superboy. Now, we're gonna talk about this because there are a bunch of Superboys. Like, you might just think it's just Connor and it's just Clark Kent. And it's just Jonathan Kent.
The other Superboy, it's just Connor. If you think it's just Connor, that's fine. It's not a judgment.
That's fine. But there are lots of Superboys in the DC universe. And I thought I'd tell you about some of them.
They're all Superboys, Jason.
So here's one of them. I'm digging from this list at CBR.com.
Shout out.
Yes. Do you know about Bizarro Superboy?
I've seen the picture. I've seen a picture of Bizarro.
He's a Bizarro Boy. Jonathan Kent, which is very funny.
I think it's really sad, actually, because, long-time listeners know that I think Bizarro is kind of tragic. So, like, a Bizarro Boy, I think, is very sad.
Yes. There's also Superboy Hyperjacket. Now, Superboy Hyperjacket, I mentioned him briefly in the main episode because he is the Superboy that Superboy discovered in Hypertime!
Oh, boy. I don't know who that is.
He's just an alternate. He's the alternate universe Superboy who died. Who led to Connor discovering Hypertime?
Cool.
We could do an episode about Hypertime, everybody.
Let's not.
Do you know about the Superboy named Karkan?
No.
Now, in Superboy number 183, DC Comics presented an imaginary story supposing what would happen if Kal-El's ship had landed in the jungles of Africa rather than Kansas. So apes found baby Clark Kent and raised them as their own.
He Tarzan.
And Kargel grew up to become Karkan, the mighty lord of the jungle.
I hate that.
He's a Superboy Tarzan.
Okay.
Now, here's a Superboy that I love. Now, you're going to argue that this is not technically a Superboy, but I would argue that he is Spider-Boy from the Amalgam Universe.
He's not a Superboy.
He's a Superboy.
He's not a Superboy. Take your 90s Amalgam glasses off. He's not a Superboy.
Here's one that you like. The Clark Kent from Secret Identity, the story by Kurt Busiek. He's a Superboy.
I do love that book. It's so good. I mentioned it on one of our Crisis reviews.
It's great. Also, another one is the Connor Kent from the Young Justice cartoon, who is not quite the Superboy from the comics. What do you think about him? He's very angry.
He is, but I think in terms of the overall structure of the show, I think he's a good amalgam of the two different types of Connors that we think about most readily. He has my favorite joke in all of Young Justice.
Which is that? What is that?
It's actually not a joke, but I just think it's funny. It's in season two where they've jumped 5 years and he's dating. It's right before him and McGann get together and he's dating some girl at college or whatever. And it's his birthday. And she goes, "Happy birthday, Connor. How old are you?" And he goes, 21. And for some reason, I just think it's so funny that he's only 6 years old.
No, interesting.
But yeah, it's not funny to anyone except me, but every time I see it, it makes me laugh really hard. I think Young Justice, for what the show is, I think actually handles Superboy really well. I think there's other characters they don't handle as well, but I like that version of Superboy.
Nice. Well, we also have the Connor Kent, of course, the character that we just had the giant episode about on Geek History Lesson. We also have this Superboy from the Adventures of Superboy television show that lasted for a couple of years.
I'm unfamiliar with it, so I don't have an opinion.
It's not great. There's also the Superboy of Smallville, the television series. In the last season, LX-15 was a clone of Clark Kent and Lex, who showed up and he had the black t-shirt with the red. Yeah, he's actually not that bad. He's actually pretty good. It's a good episode.
And he's not played by Tom Welling?
No, he's played by this other kid who actually played young Lex Luthor in another episode.
Oh, cool.
And so they brought him back to play LX-15.
Cool.
Who they nicknamed Connor.
Because why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. There's Match.
Who we talked about.
Yeah, the Bizarro Superboy clone. And then there's Jonathan Samuel Kent.
Yes.
You know where Sam comes from, right?
Lois's dad.
Yeah, Lois's dad is General Sam Lane.
Yeah.
Who I believe is your favorite Superboy.
Sam Lane?
No, Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, John Kent is my favorite Superboy.
What do you think about him? Let's talk. Like, give us your thoughts about like why him over Connor?
Because I never liked Connor. Mm-hmm. I've never liked
even
Connor.
In Teen Titans, you don't like Connor? Because you like the Geoff Johns Teen Titans run. You even like Young Justice a lot.
I do, yeah. I don't like Connor. I think Connor's a fucking dick. I don't know. You know, the older I've gotten, I come to appreciate characters more. And I come to understand a little bit more about why writers do the things that they do, or why this person is included on a team because they serve this and they make drama this way. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like when we were talking in the main lesson about whether or not Clark should have been honest with Connor about his identity.
Yes.
Connor just for me, like, never resonated and doesn't hit home. And he's not a character that even as I've gotten older, I've kind of come around on. So even though I have more exposure to him because he's just been around more, it doesn't like bring me joy when he shows up, whereas John really, really does. And I think part of that probably stems from my love of the Batman family and my idealized version of the Batman family.
Yeah,
because I really love to think that I like that Batman collects children mm-hmm. as his extended family. And I didn't know that I wanted that from Superman because I haven't spent as much time reading Superman or thinking about what I want from it. But when I first read the story where he's born, I thought it was really, really good. And then it just kind of clicked and made sense that him and Lois would have a son and that he would be Superboy. He's also a much sweeter version of Superboy than Connor is, and probably honestly, like,
well, some of that could be, you could say, happened because of upbringing.
No, absolutely, absolutely. But part of that might just be like John Kent for me is kind of like, if I was gonna have a son, I'd kind of want him to be like, sure. That like he's, and I don't like Damian, and mm-hmm. he is very much at all points the opposite of Damian, so maybe that's another reason why I like him. But John just brings me joy in a way that I didn't expect, and really opened up the Superman narrative in a way that I didn't expect either. So he's kind of the only Superboy I have like a real emotional connection to. So for me, he's got to be my favorite.
Now, can I ask you this?
Sure.
Do you know who Chris Kent is?
Oh, man, you say that and it pings something in my brain, but no.
Now, Chris Kent is almost the first Jonathan Kent.
He's from another continuity, right?
Well,
or is he from another Earth?
No, yes and no. Okay, he's basically been ignored by modern continuity. Uh-huh. But in the late 2000s, when Richard Donner and Geoff Johns co-wrote Superman, I think it was drawn by Adam Kubert,
uh-huh.
they introduced that this Kryptonian rocket fell to Earth, and inside it was this baby, and it was a Kryptonian baby,
uh-huh.
and it like aged significantly, and Lois and Clark adopted it, and they named him Chris Kent.
Hmm.
Now, eventually it led to you finding out that he was a baby that escaped from the Phantom Zone, and he was the son of Zod and Ursa. He's actually Lor Zod.
You probably told me about him, which is why it's pinging something in my memory.
It's a great story. But it's an amazing story, and it's like one of the first stories I can remember dealing with that modern Lois and modern Clark are dealing with raising a kid.
Yeah.
And when Chris Kent gets zapped back into the Phantom Zone and he's gone for like a couple years, mm-hmm. you feel it. Like you're like, oh man, like that hits. And then when he gets to come back to Earth again, he's aged up a little bit. He's a teenager. And then mm-hmm. you find out that he discovers that Superman is off Earth mm-hmm. and he becomes Nightwing. And another Kryptonian becomes Flamebird. So he becomes the Flamebird and Nightwing uh-huh. of the Kryptonian legend, which is, of course, the namesake for Nightwing, the actual Nightwing, Dick Grayson. But he's kind of been completely forgotten.
Would you like to see him come back in some capacity?
At this point, no.
Uh-huh.
Because
I know you also kind of take umbrage with like how many Kryptonians survived. If Clark is supposed to be the
point, he's too confusing for John Kent. To be uh-huh. honest with you, I would rather Jonathan Kent, their son, be de-aged because I don't like him as a teenager.
I agree. I'm not a huge fan of him being, I like him at 10 years old because there is something very different about a superhero or a sidekick as a preteen or as an actual child versus as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
Especially in the DC universe.
There's also a Superboy named Cal Brand, who is a Superboy, is an Elseworld Superboy that was, his rocket was shot off from Krypton and wasn't discovered until 2987. And he was raised in the 31st century.
Oh, cool.
And then there's Kal-El, Clark Kent Superboy, you know, the teenage Superboy, the original version of Superboy.
Which we kind of nixed in the main episode.
Yes, who debuted in 1949 and joined the Legion of Superheroes and did all that other stuff. And then there is Superboy Prime. The Superboy.
Super Dick Superboy.
Well, he didn't become Super Dick Superboy until the modern day. But he's called Superboy Prime because he's supposed to be from our Earth. We're Earth Prime.
Yeah.
Although now in Grant Morrison's 52, it's now Earth 33.
Yep.
But anyways, and now he's become a super villain. So, yeah.
Who is your favorite super villain?
Connor Kent.
Hunter, 100%.
Now, I don't like that we've constantly kept rebooting Connor Kent. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I don't know what you do with Connor Kent around now if we have a Jonathan Kent.
Yeah, well, he's kind of gone the way of Tim Drake and all of our 90s babies, Jason.
Yeah, Kyle Rayner and Impulse like that.
Yeah.
But I think Connor Kent is my favorite Superboy because I don't know, like I was the same with you. Like, I don't think that Superman and Lois should have a kid, but they proved me wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's quite amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. They proved me wrong. I don't know, because I don't know what else you call Connor. Like, what do you call Connor if we have Jonathan Kent?
Valor?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that before, that I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Right,
call him
like,
Valor.
That's like my initial, that's my first idea without having done any research. I agree, though. Connor kind of deserves a Nightwing identity because he's obviously graduated past being kid sidekick. But again, like Tim and like Jason Todd, like they don't quite know what to do with him, which is why we kind of just keep retelling his origin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will say this. Hopefully, Connor Kent does not get a terrible brown costume like a certain other character out there in the DC universe right now.
Ooh.
So, yeah. All right. There you go. There's the top Supermans. Top Superboys.
Yeah.
I think we should do a whole episode on Hyper Time.
I've already said no. I've already said no to that. If you know what sitcom that's a reference to.
I mean, you mentioned a couple times, so they don't know by now.
I mentioned the actor, but not the...
They're out of sorts. That's what I say to that.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody, intern Brago is down for the count.
He's snoozing.
Intern Brago is like literally asleep, almost on the podcast table, upside down, and in a ball.
Can I ask you one final question?
Sure.
Really quick, what are your thoughts on Connor on Titans? I asked Jason as he yawned.
He's not great.
The actor looks great. He looks like Connor.
I guess.
What are your thoughts on Crypto?
Crypto is amazing.
Yeah.
Crypto is cute as hell.
He's the goodest
and
boy.
And he's the goodest boy. He's a cute dog. And I like what they've done with him story-wise.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I have a lot of problems with Titans and Connor. I like that we have Connor in there, but Connor being in there almost complicates the show even more.
Fair.
There's too many characters on that show.
Absolutely.
There's 100% too many characters on that show. And it's so crazy to me because that show like has so many episodes where they do nothing, where you're like, you have so many characters to do stuff with.
We just didn't talk about it on the main episode.
I didn't even think about it.
We talked about Young Justice. So I just wanted to get that in there for our dedicated listeners real quick.
I'm kind of deleting that show out of my brain a little bit. So,
you know, when that show's good, it's really good.
Sure.
You know,
but good scenes does not a good show make.
You are absolutely correct.
Good episodes makes a show.
You are absolutely correct.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Can't wait for our Hawk and Dove lesson.
Oh, man, good God. All right, that's it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Geek Nerds Lesson Extra. That only happens because of the support of you guys that are listening to this podcast right now on Geek History Lesson Extra on the Patreon. So thank you so much for your support. I have been Jason sometimes wears shoulder spikes in them.
I have been Ashton Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.